Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Good evening. You are on the air live with Butter Pecan
and Dick Hugger.
And you're listening to Smooth Drama
Smooth
Radio.
Smooth Drama Radio. My middle name is Squirrel.
He's about to lick the microphone.
Yeah. What's everybody doing out there today? Yeah, I know. I heard y'all.
Yeah. Well, if you want to call in, number 646-929-2037. We take calls throughout the entire show. So.
Or you can email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. We will gladly take your email.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna start off with humanitarian. Selma Hayek. She breastfeeds an African baby.
Was she pregnant?
Nah. See, while being filmed by a Nightline camera crew on a recent humanitarian mission in the Sierra Leone, actress Salma Hayek came across a starving baby of a woman unable to breastfeed, according to the published report. And the actress who breastfeeds her own one-year-old daughter took the matter into her own hands.
I just asked you if she was pregnant. And she...
No, she has a one-year-old. She's had the baby.
Oh, okay.
The one
well,
year.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You do know that when they're one, they're not pregnant.
I didn't ever knew she was pregnant before. That's why I was asking, was she pregnant? Okay, maybe I should have asked, did she have a baby?
Yes,
okay.
She had a baby. Now you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's breastfeeding her baby and...
Well, no. What was happening, she was in Sierra Leone, and she saw that there was a woman who couldn't breastfeed her child. And so she's like, I got you. And she took the child and she breastfed the child. That's a beautiful story, man. That is really beautiful.
Wow.
Selma Hayek.
So she stayed in Sierra Leone to breastfeed?
Well, she was being filmed by a Nightline camera crew.
So
I don't know what she was doing there, and that ain't even important to the story.
No, I know, but I mean, is she continuing? Now, can the mother breastfeed? Or?
Come on. Why are you going through all that?
I'm curious. I want to know. Shoot.
Okay, well, then you can go to Sierra Leone.
Where is Sierra Leone?
I'm thinking that Sierra Leone is on the continent of what they call Africa. I could be wrong, but I believe it is.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, you know what tomorrow is, right?
February 13th.
Yep.
Ooh, Friday the
13th. Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
For all you superstitious people out there, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Did you know that there's a special name for Friday the 13th? And I'm actually going to try and... pronounce it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is this an American word?
It's a Greek and Latin word. It is Periska Vidi Catria Phobia.
That sounds like a STD.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and that ain't even the hard part of it. It's a specialized form of Triska da... Cophobia.
It's a phobia?
Yeah, it's a phobia. It comes from the Parascavidi Catria phobia is the fear of Friday the 13th.
Say that again.
Parascavidi Catria phobia.
Maybe it's the way you're saying it.
Hey.
Parascavidi
Catria phobia.
Is that how the dictionary has it?
This is
broken
this,
out.
This yes, this is the actual official fear of Friday the 13th. That is phobia.
How do you spell that?
It is spelled for all my boys and girls who are interested in hearing this.
Use this on a Scrabble.
You can only use 7 letters at a time, man.
Well, not if it's already on the board.
I doubt anybody will. This
you never
do.
No.
This is
do
what?
It.
4, 7, 10, 13, 16,
okay. 19, how many
23. This is 23 letters.
How many points would that be?
A lot.
Okay.
But
you never know.
No, this is not.
You never know.
It's not going to happen. And if this happens, somebody probably going to get shot because they were cheating.
Why?
Because this is a 23-letter word.
So?
23-letter word.
Spell it.
P-A-R-A-S-K-A-V-E-D-E K-A-T-R-I-A P-H-O-B-I-A.
I got the phobia part.
Right. I got the phobia part, too. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. If someone could comment and let me know if he is pronouncing that right.
Yeah, anybody want to try it?
That's why I asked you to spell it. Somebody look it up in the dictionary and see if he is pronouncing it. Because it sounds like an SPD to me.
It's a phobia. It is a phobia because you know, there's a lot of superstitions about Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, a lot of people don't want to go anywhere on Friday the 13th. They stay boarded up in their house because they fear something bad is going to happen. They actually said that accidents and things of that nature happen less on Friday the 13th.
Because people are more careful.
Yeah, people are more careful or they just stay their ass inside because they don't want to go up.
Wow.
So I don't know how any of the viewers out there feel about it.
Well, let us hear from you. If you have a phobia of Friday the 13th, we want to hear from you. I'd like to know why.
Because
it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
But if anything has happened to you that has made you fear the 13th, Friday the 13th.
I can tell you what's happened to me that made me fear the 13th.
What's that?
They put out another
Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Number 11.
Oh, is that 11?
That's number 11. You know, they went all the way up to Friday the 13th, part 9, and that's the one where he got killed by the black dude from X-Files. And then they went to the 10th, which was the one where he was in outer space, and he was killing folks, yeah.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, that it
was that one short-lived?
Yeah, he was like a cyborg or something like that. And of course, everybody knows about the what is that? Freddy versus Jason, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then there was another. I think it was like Jason goes to hell or something like that. I don't know.
I think they lost. Track and like. Third one.
Well, see, they reportedly said they're going to do 13 of these. So, it means there's going to be 2 more.
Wow.
So, anybody who loves Friday the 13th, I'm not going to watch it, but y'all can let us know.
Let us know.
What it's all about.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, we're just not going to
do it. We're not
going
to go there.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of movies, whatnot. You know, I like to watch movies, whatever, but I've been looking at...
I can't sit still long enough to watch a movie.
No, I can understand that. I need a movie that's gonna move me in the beginning. It's not gonna be that slow in the middle, and the ending gotta be right, or the whole movie is no good for me. But I can't even get past the trailers on some of these movies.
I know. You go to the movies and have commercials in there now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like what we got Confessions of a Shopaholic coming out.
You know.
Yeah, you want to see that?
No, one. I just realized. Remember, was it you? I think I mentioned that girl looks like she looked like she played in Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
She was the crazy redhead.
Man,
that's why I was like, she played some stupid roles, but okay.
Right, yeah, well, that's coming out tomorrow. That's like a
that
trap.
Was stupid.
Yeah, that's a trap movie for the fellas, you know.
That's a chick flick.
Right, but, you know, because Valentine's Day is this weekend.
Yeah.
Some dude out there is, like, going to get trapped watching that.
Honey, let's go see a movie.
Right.
Start seeing that movie.
Seeing Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Don't do it.
I'm with you.
No, women, don't do it.
Right. You telling women don't go see chick flicks?
Do it.
Don't make your man go see a chick flick.
Don't make your man go see that movie.
Well, hey, hold on. They got other movies out here now. I mean, of course, we already mentioned Friday the 13th coming out.
Right. What else is coming out tomorrow?
That's a great question. Well, what's that movie supposed to be? I don't know if it came out or it's already out. That movie that came from that line in Sex and the City, He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there another one? She's Just Not That Into You? They made two of them, didn't they?
Oh, they did?
I thought they did.
Oh, well, maybe that's like the B-side. She's just not that into you.
Know.
I'm like, okay.
That's too funny.
Yeah, not really. What, they got the, of course, the scary movie, The Uninvited.
What?
The Uninvited.
What's that?
I guess it's a scary movie where people move into a house, and, of course, there's a ghost or whatnot in it. They find out.
Is that coming out tomorrow?
I don't know if this came out already, but
who's in it?
It looks stupid, but I don't know. Some people that I'm not really interested in seeing in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And then of course there's that one movie, The Taken. Yeah, that's where
that's been out.
Yeah. But I don't get it. You know, I watched a little bit of it. You know, I watched some of these movies online.
What?
And
how?
You go to the websites where you can watch movies for free online.
Free?
Yeah, free.
I don't see that. Can you stop them and start them whenever
you want? Yes, you can stop them and start them whenever you want.
Oh, hey.
So when you're feeling hyperactive, you've been sat for 2 minutes too long, you can get up. We'll give you some animal crackers, then come back and you're
good. Animal crackers!
Yeah, don't say that on the air.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to offer you an animal cracker, and you're going to say, sure!
Yes,
I'll have an animal cracker with my water.
Right, and I'm going to throw it against the wall. Stop offering me some damn animal crackers.
Well, I can't offer you chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. And, you know, Actually, I saw one movie. You know me, I'm a sci-fi guy. I saw The Underworld, The Rise of the Lycans.
Already? Is that out?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
It came out a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I watched it.
Good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Watched it at the theater. Then I watched... Shut up. I watched it at the theater, and then I came home. I thought it was good, and I watched it because, you know, I like a movie like that. I like to watch a couple of times so I can get a little perspective on it.
Popcorn.
Yeah. I was like, and this is me talking about my racial rehab again. I'm going through racial rehab, but I couldn't help but.
But you're not going to go there, are you?
I'm saying that the Lycans was kind of, they were the slaves. They was like the the black folks and the vampires, they was already the people who actually had, I'm not going to say who they were, but the people who had...
the white people?
Yeah, the people who had the black people enslaved. And then what the boiling point in the movie was, one of the slaves got with
one of
the vampire master's daughter, and they had a baby. And he was like, it's an abomination, and...
Not in the whole movie, anyway.
Well, everybody knew it from the first movie.
No.
Yeah, they just elaborated on the story from the first movie.
I guess I never see the first one.
Right, dude, you like...
But you know what? I did.
And you don't even, see, this is why you don't remember nothing.
I did. You were the one that...
You're messing up the point that I'm trying to make.
What's
though.
The point?
The point was that they killed them, and then they revolted, but the vampires were still on top. That was the whole point. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
And dude killed his own daughter. Made the sun come on there and burned her up. It was kind of sad. I almost shed a tear. I'm sensitive like that. I'm unveiling my sensitive side on the radio.
What?
Yeah.
Ever.
And the last movie that I'm not going to see is, of course, that it might upset some of y'all, but that Madea Goes to Jail. I'm sorry. But
what?
Madea Goes to Jail. You know, Tyler Perry in the dress again. And he goes...
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just getting
tired. I was watching him on the awards. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know they say all the DL brothers is in the church, but I ain't.
He seems to have like some a minimum sin of the.
We not. He's.
I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah,
do you have
not
a mint?
Going there. I have a mint. I have a tasty mint for you. You need a mint.
I need
there
a
you
mint.
Go. Don't burn the mic. He don't want you to melt the mic. But speaking, because I'm going to get off men in dresses. I'm tired of men in dresses. But
men in drag?
Men in drag dresses, whatever. I'm tired of seeing it. And if I never see it on another movie ever again, I won't be sorry. I want to talk to y'all. You know, I always talk about I want to enlighten the people. I want people to know and understand the differences and the things that make us similar.
Make who similar?
And make people similar. You know how nowadays the news, they always talk about, you know, these people are terrorists, these people are deviants, whatever. See here, it's Smooth Drama. We about bringing the people together. So, in lieu of that,
yeah.
I'm going together. We're bringing them together. I'm going to talk about this new religion that's
uh-oh.
Out here.
Uh-oh.
A new church.
Out here?
Well, it's a newly formed church. It's starting to gain a little prominence. Some of y'all know it already because you've seen the movies, but they are not about the movies. They are real. It's the Jedi Church. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
How did you find this?
This is they are a real recognized church with a no tax
the
Church
Jedi.
Of the Jedi. Hey,
I never heard. How did you find them?
Hey, they were based out of New Zealand.
Okay, you know what? I gotta say this. Come on, how did you get this?
What? I look for people that are different. And the Church of the Jedi, they are out here, and they're 20,000 deep. In New Zealand, they got churches in the UK, Britain. They even got a branch that they're starting in Chicago, and I believe in Texas. So, no.
Are you going to start one out here?
No. I mean, I'll take the tax break.
You picked it up.
Yeah, I'll take, no, I'm, I'm saying that it's the Church of the Jedi, and you know, I'm not gonna diss them because they named their religion after a movie, and because they say that they're not about that. See, let me tell you what they're all about. They say the Jedi Church believes there's one all-powerful force that binds all things in the universe together. The Jedi religion is something innate inside every one of us. The Jedi Church believes that our sense of morality is innate. So quiet your mind and listen to the force within you. See, there you go laughing. And why are you laughing at folks' religion? You can't be laughing at folks' religion.
Because I have never heard of a Church of the Jedi.
Okay.
But, you know.
That don't mean they're not here. That don't mean they're not here.
I know.
They are here.
In California?
I'm sure there's some Church of the Jedi members here. No doubt. They are real live church. And they say that, they say the terminology used by the Jedi Church was introduced by the fictional Star Wars movie, and most people references are made by movies by members, but they say that they ascribe to the higher levels of the Jedi faith in a faraway land a long time ago. They're just a discussion point for them. The Jedi. So, they say, is it religion? Is it fiction? They say no. And they say that, do they have the right to start a Jedi church? And they say, hey, if a group of like-minded people wish to organize a place and a structure to practice and discuss their religious thought, then that is the right of anyone who lives in a free and fair society. So, I'm saying to you, but, and I'm saying to the listeners out there, Church of the Jedi, stay here. They asking for your acceptance. They not talking about, they not just talking about, you know, Jedi swords, lasers, Darth Vader ain't in it. Although they did, I did kind of like when they were talking about beware of the dark side. I'm like, you know, we're not going to have that problem with if I want to be on the dark side because I'm on the dark side. So we may have to find a member of the Church of the Jedi and have them on here and we can talk a taste on it.
Okay.
They can moisturize their position.
Is there a contact number? Or?
Well, no, you can actually go to their website. I mean, you can Google them, and there's a bunch of the Church of the Jedi. Anybody who has any interest in the Church of the Jedi and their faith and their beliefs, they've got an extensive web page that you can go to, and I believe it's www.churchofthejedi.org.
Oh, .org.
.org, their organization. They're a religious organization, and they are real. They're keeping it real, real.
Interesting. Okay. What?
Huh?
Huh? All right, comfortable.
I want to talk to this, there's a guy, Frank O. Bernal and Samuel McCauley Jr. They were convicted Wednesday of murder in the shooting deaths of a teenager and a convenience store clerk in 2006 near San Diego. They also were found guilty Wednesday of attempted murder and robbery. But get this. After the verdicts were announced, Bernal turned to the courtroom audience and says, it doesn't matter. He's not coming back. Happy Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah. He turned to the jury after they found him guilty. Was like, hey, it doesn't matter. He's not coming back. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a nice guy, that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he hasn't even been, like, really sentenced yet. I'm like, well.
Total disregard for.
Yeah, if he don't get the death penalty, or y'all don't set him up where somebody sticks him with a broom stick somewhere.
Yeah.
I.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I know you was talking about Letterman the other day. And
that who?
Letterman. Well, Joaquin Phoenix. Remember how I reported he said he ain't acting no more?
He looks like awful with the beard and the hair. I didn't even recognize him.
Man, he's marketed.
He's
marketed.
Well, they said that was just a.
Right. He's about to sell 3-4 million records. Joaquin Phoenix.
Hmm.
He's going to toss up West Side. It's going to be on. He's a rapper now.
Yeah.
Rappers need controversy. He ain't going to be rapping about clean up the ozone layer.
Right.
And let's go green.
Wow.
He's going to be gangster with it. He's going to have a khaki suit. He's going to do it nice.
Maybe you should go on Letterman with that hair.
I would. I would go anywhere with this hair.
I'm
I don't
sure
care.
You would.
I've been all out in the public. What?
Yeah, I remember.
This is my hair. Don't touch my hair either.
I remember that.
No, no, it ain't no big deal.
Yeah, you had no. You had someone following your ass.
Every day. I don't care. I wear the hair. Look, you don't like it, you ain't got to like it.
Man, I have to look at you.
Hey, I'm cute. It don't matter. Now there's a dude in this is why you just say no in Laguna Beach. He went to the convenience store and he came back out and he found the parking spot where he had parked the car or
empty.
His pickup truck was empty. Well, and they were, they had surveillance video and he's like looking and what happened was, soon as he went in the store, the truck starts to roll from the parking spot in reverse into another parking structure.
Into another parking structure?
Into another parking structure. They say it's on camera. It came to a stop in a vacant parking spot after scraping the wall and a concrete barrier. So it was a ghost driver.
That is funny.
Yeah, I mean that. I don't know.
Wow.
I would sell the truck. I would never get
wow.
back.
In now, there. Oh, I mean the parking brake. Can he had put it in park? And
yeah, he had put it in park. Stopped the car. Took the keys out. Goes into the convenience store. And when he comes out, it's gone. And they watch the surveillance tape. Nobody gets in the car. The car just rolls on its own.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's really...
It wasn't on a hill or anything?
No, man, no hill.
Oh, wow.
No hill.
Scary.
Yeah, real scary. I was like, wow. Like I said, I'm getting rid of that one.
Wow.
I am definitely getting rid of that one.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a 15-second break. And if anyone wants to call in and make any comments about that or any other topic that we have talked about, the number is
646-929-2037. Or you can email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Together you've got smooth drama.
Okay, now we're back.
Hi, it's been too long. I miss y'all. Now, as always, you know me. I got to go into the strange traditions around the world. Because, like I said, I want to educate the people.
About
what goes on in the world. We're global people. We got to know the globe. We make the world smaller when we can relate to people everywhere else in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What are we relating to?
We're going to talk about the eunuchs of India, the Hiras.
The what?
The Hiras.
What's that?
Well, they are known as the impotent ones. They are men and boys who have been castrated through a genital reassignment surgery where the penis and testes are removed. And this process is done without the use of anesthesia or antibiotics. Wow. Some of the Hiras go through the process voluntarily while others are forced into it.
At what age?
It doesn't matter. They say the lucky ones are the intersexual ones. We do not have to go through any surgery to become Hiras. I don't know what intersexual is.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's look that up.
And anybody know what an intersexual is? Because intersexual, that just don't sound right.
How do you spell it?
It is spelled INTERSEXUAL.
Definition is
existing or occurring between the sexes.
Having sexual characteristics intermediate between those of male and female.
Yeah, or having, that's androgynous. Yeah, having both male and female characteristics.
So
I guess if you're intersexual, you can, one, have both, or two, have neither.
It's an adjective. Existing or occurring between the sexes. Biology. Having both male and female characteristics, including in varying degrees, reproductive organs, secondary sexual characteristics, and sexual behavior as a result of an abnormality of the sex chromosomes or a hormonal imbalance during
embryogenesis. That's a big word.
Wow.
I guess
that's in India.
That's in India. That's a tradition. You work with the imperial service. Yeah, but they said the modernization of Indian society has reduced their chances of getting decent jobs, and some have turned to prostitution as a means of livelihood. But I'm like, if you have no sexual organs, what good of a prostitute would you be?
Oral sex?
Okay. That's just a bad thought. That is a horrible image. I have nothing. Let's go.
No, performing oral sex.
Yeah, I know that, but still, if you're gosh, you become a eunuch. They force you to be a eunuch, but then there's no job for you.
Wow, that's in India. I'm sure there's other places that do this though.
Yeah, but yeah,
India will admit to it.
This is a tradition.
Oh my god.
That's why I live here. That is why I live here. Moving along, because that is a disturbing image in my head that I'm trying to get out. The Fulani Sharo tradition.
Who?
the Fulani.
What is that?
Not to be confused with the Fuji. The Fulani Sharo. Sharo means flogging.
And what's the Fulani mean?
I'm assuming that the Fulani are the people. The name of the tribe of the people.
Where?
I'm about to get to that.
I'm impatient.
I see that.
You've always known that.
Okay, we're going to get there.
Okay, hurry up.
It is a public ceremony that demonstrates to the society that a young man has come of age and may take a wife. The young participant is continuously whipped by someone else called a challenger, but he must show no signs of pain. Blood and injuries are usually sustained. Many have died in this ceremony, and survivors...
Oh, but don't show any signs of pain.
Right, hey, survivors are deemed courageous.
How old are these...
I guess if you're old enough to marry...
Where's
you
the stuff, though?
You to get flogged. The people are called the Fulani, and they can be found in Mali, Cameroon, Niger, Nigeria, and some other parts of what they call Africa.
Why are you going...
Leave me alone. Focus.
I am focused.
I'm like, wow.
How would you like to do that?
I'm not getting married. It can't happen. Not if you're going to take the... I mean, because you're not going to have that. That could be a career debilitating injury that you take in the flogging to show that I'm a man. I would have to be a coward. I would definitely have to be a coward.
Wow.
Yeah, that would...
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a tradition.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's just you're getting beat. And
now you can't show any signs of pain.
But you're volunteering to get beat. That's love. Now, if in that case, a woman, any woman that disses that man after that, I don't necessarily condone it, but I will understand him beating on your ass. If you're trying to diss him after he's been publicly flogged like that, he loves you. He loves you like no other. Believe that.
Wow.
The Fulani.
Yeah. Well,
not my
tribe. I'm
on another one. Oh, but we can go back to India on this one. The Sati culture in India, it's an ancient culture that existed amongst the Hindus in India, where a woman would burn herself on her dead husband's funeral fire. It was considered an honorable act, and the widow was believed to enter straight into heaven as a reward for her sacrifice. She became a goddess, and statues were built in her honor. You ready to get that statue?
Wait. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
You would burn yourself on your dead husband's funeral fire.
For what reason?
It was considered an honorable act, and you would go straight to heaven.
Well, first of all,
you get a statue?
I'd have to get married to do it.
Okay.
So we know that ain't ever going to happen.
All right, but...
So I ain't ever going to get a statue, but hey, okay. And then second of all...
I'm a goddess.
If I don't give a damn...
You don't want to be a goddess?
I'm a goddess in my own right.
Look,
if you could say you're cute...
Oh. Yeah.
But second of all, if I even did get married, I wouldn't want a statue that bad to burn myself. Shoot, I can barely stand next to my stove when it's on and be able to stand the heat. So screw the whole statue thing. But more power to anybody that wants to do that. because, you know.
See, you're culturally insensitive.
I'm culturally insensitive?
You are culturally insensitive.
You know, if anybody wants to do that, they have.
Stand by your man.
To do it. But for me, what?
Stand by your man.
Oh, what?
Your man goes, you going down with him.
Oh, what is that? Maybe I'm just not that into it.
She's just not that into
not that into you.
She don't want to be burnt down.
That's right. Wow.
Well, in the last odd thing comes from China. Chinese foot binding. This goes back to your why do women wear tight shoes?
You mean they bind their feet?
Yes. This was an ancient and extremely painful tradition practiced by the Chinese. An estimated 5 billion Chinese women were subjected to excruciating pain in a bid to make her feet look elegant.
5 billion?
5 billion. Yeah. From as little as the age of 4. A young girl would have her feet bound tightly with bandages by elderly women.
Just to make their feet smaller?
These bandages were kept on but were changed regularly and increasingly tightened. The general aim of foot binding was to keep the foot at the desired size of 3 to 4 inches.
So what happens if your foot was larger than 3 to 4 inches?
Yeah, no, there's no...
That's like... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm about to cut off half my foot.
Exactly. They say after years of agonizing pain, toe deformation, and tight bandages, the girl would end up with a pair of tiny folded feet. Some of the women who didn't die in the process from infections like gangrene lost the convenient use of their toes.
What is the purpose of that? What's the significance? What does it symbolize? Small feet.
They said... Despite the fact that walking and running were almost impossible for these women, those who didn't take part in the tradition were deemed disrespectful. They were ostracized, and it was difficult for them to find husbands.
For having...
Their toes were considered ugly and unattractive. And that continued into the 1930s.
Really? I'm good now.
That's right.
Oh, that would be half my foot.
So I'm going to guess that that may be part of the origin on why
women squeeze into small
women
shoes.
Women squeeze into small shoes.
Say that again?
Yeah. Women squeeze into small shoes.
Because of the Chinese. We have a caller.
Caller,
let me see if I can get this caller on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Butterpecan and Mr. Dick Hugger. I was calling
Hello.
To answer your question. The binding of the feet was a vanity thing.
A vanity thing?
In China.
Yes, to make the women more appealing to men. Just like how I think of Victorian and English times when the women had the tight corsets to have a tiny waist. It was all about being more appealing to men, more desirable.
Were the feet considered a...
sign of beauty?
If they were small.
Oh.
I don't know too many dudes that's against average size feet. Small feet, I've never looked too hard.
What are you thinking about now, too? And plus, you're not Chinese, so.
I am part Chinese.
So am I,
about.
But I'm.
That's. You said binding of the hips?
The waist.
No. Waist.
Yeah, the waist.
Like corsets.
I don't know what that is.
Of course, you know, in the old days where the women squeeze in and then there you have to tie it in the back really, 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 really tight.
Don't they call that liposuction then?
No. Liposuction is when they suck the fat off your body.
Right.
A corset is an apparatus. I would want to say, am I correct? An apparatus where they squeeze you into this, like a girdle, but much, 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 much tighter. And they tie you into it.
And do you notice, you hear about all these things for women, but what are the men doing for us? Just something else to ponder. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
Good night, caller number one. Yeah, that, I'm sorry, but probably because the men were smart enough to know that if I would try to break my feet into 3-4 inches, I'd die long time ago.
No, what she was saying is, what do the men do for us?
Men get shiny cars for y'all.
No, men get shiny cars for themselves.
No, please. Just like you said that women wear shoes for other women, he's not wearing that car for him.
It's to pick up women for him.
Right, but I'm saying that he's not using the car with the rims, the shiny car, so dudes would be on his job. It's about females.
For women.
Right. Exactly. So that's what men are doing for women. They get the shiny car, they flossing. You know, you see these dudes with all the jewelry and all that? That ain't for the fellas. That's for you.
Whatever.
It ain't for me.
Well, that's not a sacrifice that a man is making for a woman.
What you mean it's not a sacrifice?
It's not a sacrifice.
That is a sacrifice.
Of the what? The pocketbook?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, rims and stuff cost a lot of money.
Mm.
And so he's thinking, hey, I spend all this money, we hooking up.
Oh. You would think of it like that.
No.
You would think of it like
that.
You know, we're not going to travel down that road.
That's what men are thinking.
Man, oh, man.
That's what men are thinking.
We don't
want to
go down that road.
What? That's the road?
Because that's the way you think.
What? I don't have no rims. I don't have none of that.
You don't have none of that?
Yeah.
On your car?
Nothing.
Not a nice stereo system.
A nice stereo system is for me. That is not for the female.
There you go. It's for you.
Right. For me.
For you.
Not for you.
And that's why
I'm
the guy.
That's what you like to hear.
They get the shiny new cars for themselves.
No.
And the
shiny
any
new
women
cars
think
not...
different, please.
Oh, my God.
Or men, we'd like to hear from you at 646-929-2037. You can email us at
SmoothDrama1@yahoo.com.
Oh,
fellas,
we want to hear from you.
Please,
so
set
far,
the females straight.
You know, we get a lot of calls from females. I know we've got some male listeners out there.
Fellas,
please.
Set the females straight.
Right.
Let them know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Also, you can stay connected to us and find out about special shows and events by texting the word SmoothDrama to 41411. And on that note, we are going to take a short break. We're going to decompress and gather our thoughts.
I'm decompressed.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
And we are back. And I just noticed that Mr. Dick
Hugger grabbed the
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition
with Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend on the front.
I would have never known that.
Yeah, well, I want to let you know.
Thank you.
That's all I've heard about on the new, you know, on these talk shows.
Well, I personally think Sports Illustrated is one of the worst sports magazines ever.
Is there anything about sports in there?
Not in this issue, no.
Oh, no, because it's a swimsuit issue.
Yeah, this is the swimsuit edition.
Okay.
But, you know, browsing through here, it's like a lot of Old Spice. I didn't even know that they still made that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, L. Cool J endorses Swagger, I think that's what it's called.
Well,
made by Old Spice.
That stuff used to burn my underarms, man. I can't even.
I didn't realize that you were supposed to put it on your underarms.
It's deodorant.
I thought it was like an aftershave.
No, man. This is deodorant, man. Deodorant. Old Spice Red Zone deodorant.
They may have
aftershave.
I don't know red zone. I never heard of red zone.
Yeah, that's because nobody cares about Old Spice. It's like Boot by Fabergé. It's like we used to torture my daddy with that stuff. It's like every Father's Day you used to break off the gift set.
Yeah.
It was love though.
Okay, what do you have earmarked?
No, there's a extraordinary amount of liquor.
Alcohol.
I guess they're targeting men here. They're saying, hey,
well,
cause they're showing that if you drink like Evan Williams, the chick goes from having a robe and the face makeup on to
that reminds me of that song
hot
Snoop Dogg.
Dress.
You know that song?
What? Snoop Dogg got like 500 songs.
I know, but the one, is it Snoop Dogg? No, not Snoop Dogg. What the heck is his name?
Quote the right person, man.
Yes.
Quote the right person.
Ludacris.
Okay.
Ludacris, if I take one more drink, I'm going to end up.
I don't know.
They don't say it in the song, but.
I'm
talking about if the guy gets drunk, you look good, and he's going to end up taking you home, and kind of like that. Thing.
Oh. So that's what you say? Well,
what else
all these,
here?
I mean, it's
ooh,
like,
look at that one.
It's
that's
all, this is Canadian mist. And
is that a vodka?
It's a Canadian whiskey.
Ooh.
Yes. It's nothing but alcohol and what, gum?
Gum.
Gum, yeah.
Where's the gum?
Gum commercials. In here. Where is it?
Although, you know, there were two cologne things in there. One smelled really bad.
Yeah, see, like Eclipse. Yeah, oh, it stinks, too.
Wow, you just went past one that just, I got a whiff of it.
Yeah, it's funky. Eclipse gum, you can have fresh, it'll mask your bad breath, which will make you.
That was a deal breaker last
yeah,
night.
So you won't be a deal breaker. And then, actually, my favorite, there's the body paint. This is amazing.
Oh, God, I didn't
amazing
see that
part
one.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is.
What, is that actual body paint, or is she wearing something?
No, she's wearing nothing but the
paint.
The paint? Yeah.
No, where do you get this done at? Who did it?
I don't know. Maybe they photoshopped it on.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, but
it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
What page is that on?
This is on page 112. It's the body painting. The body painting section. Yes, it starts at
start from the beginning. I want to see.
From the fellas. From fellas out here, if you don't have this.
It's for anybody.
Yeah, anyway.
Natural wonders of the world.
And I guess it's a map of different places.
She had a very close shave.
Yes, she did. Very, very close.
Brazilian wax.
Yeah. That
okay,
one, too.
Okay, I've seen that one.
Yeah, the Italian wax.
What's that one?
This one is the...
Wow.
Yeah, she's got the Caribbean wax.
Look how they did that around her nipples.
I know, it's sweet. This is, like, my favorite picture of all time.
Doesn't she almost kind of look like Beyonce?
No.
I know.
Black.
What
eye? Don't do that.
Pretty.
I'm in racial rehab. Don't do that.
She's very pretty.
Okay, but don't do that.
What?
She don't look like Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Is there more?
Yes, there is.
Is that body paint?
It's like Mayan. Yeah, it's Mayan body paint.
She's got very nice hips.
Yes, she does. Her hips are immaculate.
Is that it?
Well, that's it for the body paint.
Oh, what else they got in here?
Well, there's one. There was one particular
picture.
Yeah, it out of all the alcohol and the pictures and whatnot that was in here, advertisements. You know, Budweiser, Perfect Body. I don't even know what
that means.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's like a beard thing.
Yeah, I guess it's the perfect beer or whatever. I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
I don't know, and I compare it to wine. But go ahead.
Yeah,
go on.
This one right here.
What is this?
This is Planner's the
peanut
triple.
Oh.
The triple nut, the big nut bar. And it's not just any sweepstakes. It's not just any nut bar. It's the big nut bar. Make it big.
So what does it have to do with the woman in the bikini in the middle of the picture?
I guess. If you get the triple nut
in one night,
well, what they're trying to say is, if you buy the Planner's big nut bar, you will get this chick in the jungle with you by yourself. Y'all will get to hang out.
Well, that would be a good way of getting the triple nut.
Yeah.
If you were kind of by yourself, too. But
well. Man. I'm just saying that this is suggestive advertising. You buy this, and there's a sweepstakes to it, too. You get to go. You can win a trip to a SI swimsuit photo shoot, and I guess you get a big nut bar too, all at the same time.
Oh God, I can't breathe. This nut bar is called the triple nut bar.
It's the big nut bar, but it has triple nut. It's honey roasted peanuts.
Triple nut.
Triple nut. There's no S. Triple nut.
That's a triple nut bar.
It's a triple nut bar. It's honey roasted peanuts, almonds, and cashews in a tasty granola bar. For all those people who have a hankering for triple nuts.
In one night.
In one night. Or daytime. Anytime's the right time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Wow. That was... I just had to... I
90 seconds
left. Yes. Oh, wow. This is...
Now, I'm trying to think, what does Eminem have to do with it?
This is Eminem in the water. And she's got on her green bathing suit with the big M.
Strategically placed.
It's like body paint on her, too.
Good job.
Yeah. She's got the chocolate wax going.
She got the chocolate wax going. She got the Willy Wonka wax.
Exactly. That's that new kind of wax.
Okay. Well, on that note, I think we should wrap up the show. You've been listening to Smooth Drama. With
Dick Hugger.
And Butter Pecan. We'd like to let you know that you can stay connected to us by texting the word
Smooth Drama to the number 41411. You can email us anytime at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. And for all the ballers out there, happy Valentine's Day. And to all the ballers out there, it's basketball all-star weekend. Slam dunk.
together you guys. Ooh, drummer.